Good morning, everybody. I'm Yevhen Bystritsky. I represent the International Renaissance Foundation. This is Soros Network Foundation in Ukraine, and we are one of initiators and organizers of this event. I would like to thank from the very beginning to thank our colleagues from the European Commission representatives in Poland and the head of the delegation of the European Commission in Ukraine, Mr. Teixeira here, and our European colleagues, the representatives of the Ukrainian government who are here as well. And I would like to say here this about a couple of the very extremely important, from our point of view, things. Last month, after the sentence of Yulia Tymoshenko, the situation with the initiating of the association agreement became was an issue for Ukraine and the European Union, and now it is a problem. It became a problem now. This seminar, look at this seminar as one of series of events initiated by civil society activists together with our European colleagues devoted to this problem. It happened so that civil society organizations in Ukraine last month became more active and even proactive in the pushing, supporting the initiating the disagreement between Ukraine and the European Union. I would like to publish here the last statement of the civil society organizations in Ukraine issued, literally a couple of days ago, and they sent to the leaders, high-ranking people of the European Union and the leaders of Ukraine. I would like to cite a couple of the statements from this appeal of civil society organizations of Ukraine to such the leaders. First of all, in terms of the association agreement between Ukraine and the EU, and call on Ukraine's government and the European Union to put the civil society organization call on Ukraine's government and the European Union to put every possible effort into initiating the association agreement by the end of this year. Postponing the initiating of this agreement beyond this year will have dangerous consequences for relations between Ukraine and the European Union and Ukraine's European integration, and most importantly, will deprive ordinary Ukrainians of the sense of real European prospects. Such prospects provide Ukrainian citizens with an extremely important leverage for advocacy for their fundamental rights and freedoms and promoting democratic changes in Ukraine. Civil society leaders, or leaders of civil society organizations, believe me, this statement has been signed by really leaders and very authoritative leaders of civil society organizations, experts in Ukraine. They appeal to Ukrainian state authorities, first and foremost, the president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych, too. First, recognize and guarantee the commitments undertaken by Ukraine and EU demands with respect to ensuring the rule of law and independence of the judiciary, ensuring due conditions for functioning of an opposition. We believe such steps will also help change the position of some European political forces, which nowadays insist that the agreement must not be initiated under the current circumstances. Retain from insisting on unrealistic conditions, including from demanding the inclusion of the formal membership perspective on the part of the European Union in the text of this agreement, since the document by its nature is already a detailed outline of Ukraine's European prospect. From other side, they also appeal to European Union to initiate the association agreement by the end of this year, without blocking the process for political reasons, even though recognizing the challenges to democratic development of Ukraine, affirm in the preamble of the association agreement that Ukraine is a European country with European identity as recognized in earlier bilateral documents. The very important that they make stress on the next position that the initialed association agreement and its published text will be an important tool for Ukrainian civil society to generate public demand for reforms and influence the government to undertake the necessary changes. I will not to read the, all the text, but I would like to stress the fact that this is now the public opinion, the opinion of the leading democratic activists in Ukraine are for initiating this agreement now in the end of this year. And from other side, we understand how it is just not simple to approve a positive decision from the side of the European Union. And maybe our goal, I mean, as you know, independent civic expert and the representative of civil society organizations to assist our official colleagues from European Union, particularly from various political forces of European countries, to do the only right and positive step forward to initiate this agreement this year. I would like to add from myself as a personal view on the situation. Of course, the situation in Ukraine is not so simple. From other side, I could not say that it became much worse than it was maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. From the side of the civil society organizations, when the during the Orange power, the independent NGO sector, expert sector, existed in a parallel way with the governmental, you know, these slogans, governmental conflicts, etc., etc. Of course, this government, new government, the team of Yanukovych, first months, maybe 1 year after the being elected, started to monopolize power, to expand their power on all sectors, not only economy, but, you know, the civil society sectors, but met the serious resistance from the civil society organizations, from various associations of citizens. And I should say that the situation is not being worsened. It's just, you know, maybe the situation, we could compare it how it was before. But at the same time, we feel, and I represent the biggest donor for civil society organizations in Ukraine, we feel now that the NGO sector is strengthening. And the signing, not so signing, but initiating the association agreement would be a real positive step for, you know, this, for assisting, to assist civil society sector, for citizens of Ukraine to, you know, this, to protect their rights, to develop the conditions for fundamental freedoms here. So, I think this seminar is extremely important event in the series of the side of the events that are, you know, this coming now before the decisive meeting of the leaders of European Union, officials of European Union, with the leaders of Ukraine in December. Let me express the hope that this agreement will find their initial, you know, the start this year. It would be not bad, you know, this step forward that makes closer Ukraine to European Union. Thank you.